A North Texas school official was arrested for indecency with a child. Illegal border crossings are at an all-time high. And an Austin teacher is accused of forcing kids to simulate sex, while a Texas legislator wants to stop state bureaucrats from making more than the governor. Welcome back from the weekend. The Texas Minute for Monday, January 30th, 2023, starts right now.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for kicking off a new week here. A member of the Texas House thinks government employees shouldn't be making more than the state's governor, whose salary is set at just under $154,000 annually. But first up, scandal-plagued Prosper Independent School District in North Texas gets to add one more scandal, well, make that two more scandals, to their wall of infamy. The president of the school board, Democrat Drew Wilborn, was arrested in Dallas on the charge of indecency with a child. As news broke, he immediately resigned his post, but the controversy won't go away. It creates just a new set of questions. The school district was already in the crosshairs of parents after it was revealed a Prosper ISD bus driver got away with molesting two girls for months. School officials allegedly orchestrated a cover-up to keep the community from learning about the abuse. Well, that backfired, of course. The bus driver was arrested and eventually committed suicide in jail last summer. An independent review on how the abuse was able to go on for so long and the cover-up persist, despite a lot of different reports, has been kept from the public. As it turns out, school board president Drew Wilborn played a big role in helping the superintendent block the report's release. Meanwhile, a popular teacher in Prosper has been fired after her side gig of posting sexually explicit and raunchy videos was revealed. Parents in Prosper, and in every school district, should have a lot of questions all the time. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency is reporting an 11% increase in encounters with illegal border crossers on the southwest border between December and November. That's the highest number of encounters ever recorded in a single month. The agency says there were more than 251,000 encounters, but it's the gotaways that are plaguing law enforcement in Texas. And yes, gotaways is exactly what it sounds like. People seen illegally crossing into the country, but who got away. Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe wrote a letter to counties across the state and in neighboring states asking for manpower, equipment, and operators as his local resources are stretched to the breaking point. Three recent alumni of James Bowie High School in Austin are suing in state court over a sexually abusive environment they say was created by the theater teacher, Betsy Cornwell. A federal lawsuit is also underway against the school district. According to the alumni lawsuit, Cornwell continually selected specifically inappropriate musicals for her theater class to perform. She would then lead play rehearsals, encouraging students to, quote, get more intimate. The students claim she would also lead private, quote, intimacy rehearsals for scene partners behind a locked door. The students claim she forced them to simulate sexual acts in a convincing manner for her privately. One student claims Cornwell forced her to provide lap dances for the male students. Despite complaints to district officials, the suit originated when Austin ISD announced they were naming the school's Fine Arts Center after Ms. Cornwell. This reminds me, Texas Scorecard has partnered with Sarah Gonzalez for season 4 of the popular podcast serial Exposed. This season is titled The War on Texas Kids, with Sarah Gonzalez looking at the many ways childhood and children are under attack. The new episode coming out today looks at the disturbing rise in sexually explicit content in schools and public libraries, all targeted at children. You can find Expose at texasscorecard.com or anywhere you download podcasts. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Can we stop the sexualization of children, or is it too late? I'm Sarah Gonzalez. I'm a Texas mom, and I'm sick of our culture preying on children. It's time to fight back. This is season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids.
New legislation has been filed by Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian that would prevent state and local employees from being paid more than the governor. By law, the governor of Texas makes an annual salary of just under $154,000. Get this, 6 of the 15 highest paid state employees and local government employees come from the teacher retirement system, with annual salaries ranging from $380,000 a year to over $415,000. There are 65 school superintendents making more than $300,000 annually, not including benefits, allowances, and bonuses. The top earning superintendent is Cypress Fairbanks' John Henry, with a salary of more than $512,000 a year. Harrison says he doesn't want to see bureaucrats getting rich working for the state. The legislative session runs through the end of May, so we'll have to wait and see if other lawmakers agree with him. You can check out these stories as well as the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. The stories featured today were originally reported at Texas Scorecard by Aaron Anderson, Sidney Henry, and Soli Rice. Today's Texas Minute was produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.